Okay, so My Fair Shayna, part one. So My Fair Shayna is extremely weird. Extremely weird. Because what we're focusing on today is the mitzvah component of My Fair Shayna. What do you mean the mitzvah component of My Fair Shayna? So look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kimatev b'tzitzit, when you put on your tzitzit, lema baruch asher k'tishana mitzvah davet tzivana lechtatev b'tzitzit. So you say, you know, the bracha on tzitzis. As you know. Kimarach tefillin adare, when you put tefillin on your arm, lema baruch asher k'tishana mitzvah davet tzivana lehaniach tefillin. You say the bracha on putting on tefillin. Areshe, when you put on your head, and again, this is a machloket, whether this means always or only in a case when you are mafsik, right, which is reflected in the Ashkenazi versus Sephardi minhag of whether you say two brachot and tefillin or one. Lema baruch hashem k'dishan v'davet tzivan al mitzvah tefillin. Kimashi yadei, when you wash your hands. Lema baruch hashem k'dishan v'davet tzivan al tefillin yadayim. Like you spoke in between the brachot.
Or because I remember at some point that, like, doing the entire arm,
okay, right, so whatever it is, I don't want to get into that now, but yes. Kimashi ape, and when you touch your face, lema baruch hamavir chevli sheina meinai tunuma me'afapai v'ratzom dolfonecha Hashem elokai shetargilinu v'tartecha v'davkenu v'tzodecha v'altavienu l'dechet v'l'davira da-da-da-da-da. And when you touch your... So now you look at this and you're like, wait a second. Okay, why is it, right? We said that this year we would focus on the... First in the Gemara in Brachot, and all the Brachot HaShachar that come from the Gemara in Brachot, and then the three that come from Menachot. But we're focusing mostly on Brachot HaShachar. We're not going to, at this point in the year, get to Netil Yadayim and Tefillin and stuff like that. And yet, Ma'avir Shena, if I asked you where does it belong, based on your Siddur, you would say it's the Brachot HaShachar, which are not linked to Mitzvot. Because in the end of the day, it's not like, I mean, I could talk about it, but there's not like, most of the action in the bracha on tzitzis and tefillin are in tzitzis and tefillin, not in the bracha on tzitzis and tefillin. And the two brachot and tefillin, fine. But again, that's not about the language of the bracha. It's about understanding the relationship between brachot and the mitzvot and stuff like that. Well, yeah, we talked about that a little bit. Right? And in that sense, yes, they are connected. But what's weirder is that you read the Gemara, the simple pshat is that Ma'avir Shena is not really part of the, is not part of the thanking God for either Seder HaOlam or the things that happen to me every day, which is where I would put it, but it's part of the brachot unit.
Also,
it's part of the brachot unit.
What's he referring to that's happening? Because when you touch your face, under what context?
Yeah, so it seems to be more your eyes, as we'll see, but sure. Well, no, it's washing your face. When you wash your face. Right, eyes is pokechim. So now, this is the question I want to deal with today, which is why? What is the bracha Ma'avir Shena such that it gets grouped together with the mitzvot? And makashur, right? What is the meaning of this? Okay. If you look at the Abu Drahman number two, he doesn't really answer it much. He says, Kishroch et panav mevarech, ma'avir chevli shena me'inai, tunuma me'afapai, lefi, k'shevir yadav al inav, uberch bokach, ivrim hever tzat otzem me'inav, uktzat me'afapav, vadayin otzem inav lo'aviru kulo achir chutzubamayim. He just says, you read him, he says, pokach ivrim is when you rub your eyes, you wash your eyes, when you wash the rest of your face. So it's like the continuation of pokach ivrim. Right, so the way we saw with like Zokev Kefuf and Mater Asurim, that they're connected, right? It's like different stages. I stretch and then I stand up. So I wash my eyes and I can open my eyes. But as you know, right, the first time you rub your eyes, it's still like, you know, you're still sort of like blinking awake. And once you like get to the sink, you brush your teeth, you wash your face, right? Slowly but surely, you wake up. So the Vudram says this is the continuation of that. Now, to remove sleep, right? He takes the sleep away. Right, we should have said that, right? It means when you take the sleep away from my eyes. Now, based on the Abu Draham, what would you have said? Is this connected to the mitzvah in any way? The mitzvah bracha? No, right? This is the same connection to Pekeach Ivrim that Zokev Kefufim and Matir Asurim have to each other. So maybe you could just ignore the whole thing and say, okay, forget it. Ignore the simple shot in the Gemara here that links it to the mitzvah. And just assume that, I don't know why it gets there, but it does. I don't know what to do with it. Right. However, amazingly enough, the majority of the Rishonim seem to not believe what I just said, and they say, no, it is where it is. So if you look at the Reb Ben Yaakar, the Reb Ben Yaakar says, look at three. So the first half, the Abu Draham often quotes the Reb Ben Yaakar. So the first line is a quote. L'fik she'ever eit yadav einev o'berach b'kech, evrim hever she'na me'inav k'tzat, u'k'tzat me'af ha'papa, kati otzim eitav m'k'tzat ad roch tzamamayim. Right? So he says, it's more rubbing your eyes versus washing your eyes. Okay? Fine, whatever you think it is. Washing your eyes, rubbing your eyes versus washing your eyes, whatever exactly it is. Okay? But, yes.
So, but according to the literal translation of bracha, if we're talking, it seems that when you say that, you say the bracha when you rub your eyes or wash your face or whatever, we're talking about, like, within the opinion that, like, you say the bracha the shachar, when you experience the thing that the Rambam...
Right, so according to the Rambam, obviously you'll say it at that moment, and according to the other Rishonim, you'll say it later on in shul, but for that moment,
right,
but...
No, but according to the literal translation of Rambam, it would seem that you should say it even before you say,
So they seem to assume that the washing of your face and your eyes is a later stage, right? It's not just waking up, it's that last removal. Exactly. It's like, right? It's the way. Right. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying when you rub your eyes open, that's what Keach Ivrim. But later on, when you wash your face, you brush your teeth, whatever, right? That's Mavir Shena. It like gets rid of it. Now I'm ready for my day. Right. It's a later stage.
Okay.
But whatever it is, it doesn't seem to be a mitzvah. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is links it with the mitzvot. So look at the Reb Ben Yaakar. He says, U'mitzvah hi l'rchotz panav b'mayim v'lo yihyeh k'chashuch. It is a mitzvah to wash your face, to not be like a darkened one. Mishum kol po'al Hashem l'ma'anehu, v'hachehu b'shabbat u'lekach mivarech. One second. V'od mitzvah hi. And it's a second mitzvah. Al shem al titein shena le'inecha l'afapecha t'numa. Don't give sleep to your eyes. V'od, third, ki shena achat nishishim b'mita. Is 1/60th of death. V'dome k'tzat l'tchiyat ha'mitim. Whoa! None of it is real mitzvot.
Missing the words.
So Josh looks at this and says, "Well, what is he talking about? That's not a real mitzvah. What is he talking about?" Well, the answer is, okay. Well, what mitzvah is he talking about? Because the Reb Ben Yaakar looks at it and says, like the simple pshat in the Gemara, that why is this grouped with the mitzvot? Because it's a mitzvah. And Josh says, Ma pito mitzvah, what mitzvah is it? So, Josh, you are now mentioning your own sins, which is that when he told you what mitzvah it is, and he says, I'll prove to you it's a mitzvah. It's a Gemara. Now let's figure out what the mitzvah is. So let me read you the Gemara, and then you tell me what you think this means and what the mitzvah is. Omar... This is a Gemara. I gave you the English in case you didn't understand it. Yes. Correct. And guess who else quotes that? Okay, good. Amar Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says, Barda Shari. Okay? It is mutter to use birada on Shabbos. What is that? That's my birada. I gave you the English because this is weird. Amar Rav Yosef, tilta Allah, tilta asa, tilta sigule. Okay? The third aloe, third myrtle, and the third violet. Sorry, I left an extra line here in the English, but follow to the end of the ellipsis. Amemar marzucha Rav Ashi Abu Yatve. I do le kamayu barada. So Amemar marzucha Rav Ashi were sitting and they brought brada for washing. Amemar Rav Ashi mashu. Marzucha lo masha. So Amemar washed with it. What? What? Yeah, something like that.
They're using it to pure out.
Amrule lo savar lo mar lo hadam Rav Sheshi brada shari. Don't you hold that it's mutter? Amar le Rav Mordechai bar mine demar dafilu bechol nami lo svirale. He says, no, don't take that as proof because he thinks it's mutter during the week. And I think even during the week it's usher. What's going on? So, savar la kihai detanya. It goes like this, Braita. Migarer adam gildoi tzoav gilde makash al bisaro bishvil tzaro. Bim Yishvil Liapod Asur So you can scrape off dried excrement crusts and scabs of a wound that are on his flesh because of the pain they're causing him. But if he does it to beautify himself, it is usur because of, presumably...
You can't
Begit Isha. Right, so this is some sort of sweet-smelling something, perfume, right? And I did not want to get into it. I think at some point I made a note here that this is one of the key gemaras to understanding whether men can wear cologne. But I'm not getting into this again now. But if it's for medical reasons, it's mutter. But if it is for beautification, so presumably, according to this shita, it is usur because of Begit Isha. The inho, so he says, but wait a second, okay. So who does Rav Ashi hold like, Amimar hold like, Rav Sheshet hold like, that it's mutter, and I'll leave the Shabbat thing on the side, but that it's mutter ever to use this perfumey thing? Kiha ditanya, like the Brisa, rochets adam banavyada veraglav b'chol yom. You must wash your hands, face, and feet every day, bishvil kono, for God. Mishum shenemar kopal Hashem lima'anehu. As it says, all that God did was for his sake. So where does the Reben Yakar says this come from? You must wash your face. You must. What? So now, here is the mitzvah. Here is the Gemara. Now, what do you make of this mitzvah? Okay. So Josh tells me it is not a pasuk in the Torah. I don't know what's going on here, right? Very good. What is the mitzvah? What? Okay, so what? But what is it? Fine, call it a derabbanan. I don't care. Fine, so it's a derabbanan. What is it? What is the mitzvah even? To wash your hands for what? What is the proof text? As Josh said, what is this proof text? One must wash his face, called Paul Hashem Lemanehu, because all that God created, he did for him, for his sake. Thank you. From here we derive, one must wash his face. And therefore, it is grouped with the mitzvah. Okay, and so good. Someone tell me what this might mean. What? Meaning what? What's Avodah Hashem? So therefore, what is the mitzvah? Why is it a mitzvah? When is it a mitzvah? Under what circumstances is it a mitzvah?
I just point out that it kind of misses the fact that it doesn't say Baruch Asher Kishan
Vesus. No, it doesn't, right? Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't say Asher Kishan. So it seems to be not... Okay, and yet we'll see. The most of Rishonim seem to take it very seriously as a mitzvah. So is it a mitzvah the way other things are a mitzvah? Maybe not. Okay, so possibility one... is what Josh says, and this is what the Rambam says, which is, seems to say anyways, that this, whatever this mitzvah, quasi-mitzvah, as Arya correctly points out, we don't say Asher Kedishah, no, this quasi-mitzvah, whatever it is, it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to wash your face. It's a mitzvah to wash your face before davening, just like it's a mitzvah to wash your hands before davening. Because, you know, you have to be clean when you daven. That's all this Gemara means. There's nothing more than that going on here. So look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in number 5, Kishishama kola tarnegolim. When you hear the rooster, Mevarach Basher, Baruch Hashem, 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 Skip down 4 lines. So this is, remember this Rambam? We've done this Rambam before. Skip down 4 lines. Kishinotel yadav, when you wash your hands, Mevarach Hasher Kedishan Rudav, Tzivanu, Al Tilat Yadayim. Okay? So the Rambam maintains the connection that we saw in the Gemara and Brachot that links this to Netilat Yadayim. Okay? One second. Now, why do I say that it's a mitzvah about tefillah? Right? All he's doing here is parroting the Gemara. So look at number 6. In Perek Dalet of Hilchot Tefillah, the Rambam says, there are 5 things that prevent one from filling his obligation of tefillah. Afal pishegi yizmana, even once the proper time has been reached. Taharat yadayim, or the cleansing, purifying one's hands. Kisui ha'erva, covering the uncovered parts of his body. The covered parts. Cover. I did that wrong. Covering the covered parts. Making sure that the there you go. Making sure that the parts of your body should be covered or covered. Taharat mako matvila, purifying the place of tvila. Dvarim achov zimoto, the kavana da leiv. Okay? Bamed dvaram amurim, and halacha gimel, the Rambam says, lifanav. When do you, he's talking about getting water, right? How far do you have to go to get water? Things that, like, distract you. You have to prevent the things that are distracting you. So then he, in halacha bet, he deals with how far do you have to go to get water from nitilat yadayim. So the halacha is, right, that if it's in front of you 4 mil, behind of you 1 mil, yep. And then, so we'll just read through it. You have to go 4 mil if it's in front of you. If the water is behind you, we don't make you go back a lot mil for a mil. If it's longer than that, so then what do? You just sort of wipe it on a table or something. When do we say you only need to wash your hands? But at shachrit, it's not only your hands. You have to wash your hands, your face, and your feet. Now, I won't get into feet, because many posts can point out that feet might be if you're going barefoot and not if you're wearing shoes. Exactly. Now, what seems clear from the Rambam? Yes, that the washing your face before davening in the morning is as obligatory as washing your hands, before shachar at least. Right? So washing your hands is an obligation before all tefillah, and washing your face is an obligation before shacharit. It's the same obligation. One second. Now, as to Aryeh's question before that, I'll take you, Josh, is, so why doesn't the Rama mention it in Perek Zayin, right, where we just saw? So for whatever reason, the Maaser Rokeach says, "Lefi Mashgal Rabbeinu Perek Dalach Gimel Shachar Rochas Panav Yadav Raglav Hayelos Kira Kamas Seder Amasim." Why is it mentioned in the Seder Ayom? He says, "Okay, well, like Kevin Shlo Tikno Chitzar Gaim Shum Bracha L'Chash Laskiro, because it's a mitzvah, but it doesn't have a bracha. It's a mitzvah, right? So according to Maaser Rokeach, he says the Rambam really seems to believe it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah without a bracha, without like a proper bracha." Okay, so it's a little bit different. But fundamentally, he thinks that this is a mitzvah. So why does it get where it is? Because it is basically a bracha of the mitzvah. Why does it not say Sherek Kedishanu? I don't know. Why does washing your feet not get a bracha at all? I don't know. Right? But the point is that these three, face, hands, feet, are mitzvot. One gets a bracha of mitzvah. One gets a bracha, which is not quite a bracha of mitzvah. One doesn't get a bracha at all. Why? I'm not really sure. Right? But fundamentally, washing your face is a mitzvah to prepare for a tefillah, just like the tefillah yadayim. And therefore, this bracha is a quasi-bircha mitzvah. So why is it mentioned where it is? Because it's a mitzvah of sorts. Yes? They're the ones that get dirtiest. They're the ones that are most interacting with other people, right? They're the ones that want to insert that you use that you they're the most, right? Have the most direct interface.
Well, I mean, just because they're the ones that have the most interface doesn't mean that they're the ones that have the most effect. Maybe you could say that putting on deodorant could have a similar.
We'll get there, but he doesn't, right? The Rabbi doesn't seem to.
Why is there fact that there's somebody in my car that doesn't use deodorant and it bothers me?
Why is there even younger and not incredibly?
So you're looking for a way to be machayev them towards deodorant. Thank you. You're trying.
But I don't want to be the one to confront him about
it. Why does there
even, you want me to confront him? That is a horrible idea,
Marcus. Why does there even younger include the other pasuk and the Gemara about 1/60th of that? If he could have just left it at that one pasuk here.
We'll get there. But first, we're on the first one, right? We're just quoting the Gemara in Shabbat. Okay. Now, what exactly, why is there such a mitzvah in the morning for tefillah? So the Morokhtiyah says, in the morning, you get up, you're sweaty, you're dirty, you're whatever. You wash your mouth, you wash your face, you wash your hands. And the Torah says that that's kavod b'malachim. And the Malachim, they washed their feet, right? When they came to Avram, what's the whole svara here? Is that when you wake up in the morning, your hands are dirty, your feet are dirty, your face is dirty, your mouth is dirty, right? So get up, wash your hands, brush your teeth, wash your face, wash your feet. Especially if you're going around barefoot. That's what you should do. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Ravid, right, the Ravid, if you look back at 6, it said, Lo yodati raglav lama. I don't know why you have to wash your feet. Right, what does the Rambam say you have to wash your feet? The Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand. Right, so, but he says, the Ravid, what do you mean? The Ravid just missed a whole sugya. Right? He said, the Ravid missed a whole sugya. V'nira midivar mitzvah aseh, dush mitzvah mar and a Ravid. He said, the Ravid left out a mitzvah aseh. What's the mitzvah I say? Kopal Hashem l'man eyu, the Gemara in Shabbat. Roche tzadam pani v'ag rog m'shuv, etc.
It was very interesting. In Dubai, all the bathrooms, they had the toilets, and right next to the toilets, they had these little foot washers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, everywhere. So the Kesef Mishnah understands that according to the Rambam, there is such a mitzvah, right? Face, hands, feet, before davening. But now he knows, last line of the Kesef Mishnah. Sorry, not the Kesef Mishnah. But now skip to the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef notes that the Rambam quotes this as Halacha, the Ravid doesn't. Why not? So look at the last line of 10. The lo nagu kein olam, the minhag is not to be makbid on this. Mishum that he brighta ikala furushe de lavlin and tefila itnai. With the parish Rashi out them, he says, aha, why does the world not mock but on this before davening? Because there's another way of understanding the sugya, that it's not a mitzvah related to tefillah and the minhag olam to be made. To the parish Rashi, as we will see. Before we get to the other pshat, let's see if we paskin like the Rambam very quickly. Okay, do we paskin that there is a mitzvah to wash your face before davening? So, look at the Pri Chadash. He quotes, Kata Rabbeinu, the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Gdalos, quotes the Gemara in Shabbat. Right? But he quotes, Avo mitoch ha-sugya, Dada mazrid lavli nashir shachet matnei. He said, the simple pshat is not like the Rambam. Why? Because if it was a, right, because the Gemara there is trying to figure out why it's not an Isra Begit Isha. Right? That doesn't seem to be that it's about tefillah, right? It's a more general point. But he says, But he says, the Rambam takes the comparison to Kiddush Yadayim, and that's why the Rambam thinks that it is a chiyuv in the morning. Okay? Now look at number 12. He points out that the other potential source which would point to davening is not just Gemara in Shabbat, but it's Gemara in Chulin. The Chamei Tiveria Chizkia Amar Einot Lenin Leyadayim, about Not Medbilin Behem Leyadayim, in the context of Netil Eyadayim. So what about the Chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria? Chizkia says you can't do Netila, but you can do Tfila, right? Because there's two ways of washing your hands, Netila Yadayim or Tfila Yadayim. So I don't want to get into it, but Chizkia says you can use the Chamei Tveria, the hot springs, for if you do Tfila, but not Netila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Gufo Tovel Behem. You can immerse your entire body, but you can't use it for tefillah, for the special tefillah of your hands, face, and feet. So the Or Sameach points out that this, in the Gemara in Chulin, clearly washing your hands, feet, and face are grouped together for the purposes of tefillah. Right? Vizal Karchok LaTefillah, so in 13. So that's where the Rambam believes this. Again, do we paskin like it? So look, Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech kodem letfila lahasir kecho v'neya v'chol davar hator do. So the Shulchan Aruch says, before davening, you have to remove all types of spit and things like that from your mouth that distract you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay? Is that a halacha? Is he paskin like the Rambam there? When he says, wash, right, clean out the spit, is this him just explaining what it means to wash your face? So the simple pshat is no, because if you look at 15, the Beis Yosef quotes the Avudraham that says, no guler chotz piyam ibnei ariran shevetechot shetar lahaskir Hashem HaGadol b'kdush shevetara. There's a minhag to clean out the spit or whatever in your mouth because you're about to praise God. which sounds like, is he pas getting maker? I didn't like the Rambam? Not really, right? He's quoting a related minhag by the Abu Draham, which is to clean out your mouth, but he doesn't seem to be paskening like the Rambam, lehalacha. But in the Beis Yosef, he does seem to quote it, right? So what do we say lehalacha? So here, if you look at Rav Avadya, number 16, he was asked, min hagibah chalboker shenetel yadayim itpelet shach rachach shetivet panim lekrata yitziyah meabayit. Hayim ani anoei keshura. So the general halacha is that before davening, you're not allowed to tend to your own needs. Someone asked Rav Avadya, am I allowed to, right? I wash my hands, I wash my face, and only then do I leave. So what does he say? Tshuva. He quotes the Morning Shabbat. He quotes the Rambam, right? And then he says, Amnam yesh meravtein rosham shechalku apeir sharambam bazeh. Right? He says, some people disagree with the Rambam and say that this is not a chiyuv of tefillah. And then in the next paragraph, he says, Umaran abeit Yosef quotes, the minhag is not like the Rambam. However, ulam kol ze ein anu poskim klal kefi beresh Rambam. Sorry, kol ze dafka l'gabrechitzer aglayim. Says, no, maybe when we say we don't poskim like it, the Shulchan Aruch just, Beis Yosef only meant that we don't wash our feet. But maybe we do poskim, you have to wash your face. He says, and there's Kabbalistic reasons to it. He says, for sure, in our days, where we're super machbit about being clean, for us, it's very important to wash our face before tefillah. Why? Because he says, listen, either we pass like the Rambam. If we don't pass like the Rambam, then we pass in lechadchila like the Abu Draham, which is that anything on your face that's there that will distract you from daven, you have to get rid of. Now, how many of us, if we wake up in the morning and don't wash our face, brush our teeth, will feel a little bit bleh and will not be concentrating? Most of us. So Rav Avadya says it's definitely it's not just that it's mutter to wash your face before davening. He says, look, we might paskin me'ikar adin like the Rambam, that you have to wash your face before davening. And even if we don't, it might be that washing your face is part of your responsibility to make sure that nothing distracts you. And therefore, it is either a chiyuv, at least a mitzvah, but definitely it's not usur, right? But it's probably a chiyuv, or at least the right thing to do, to wash your face before davening, either because it's a mitzvah according to the Rambam, or because of the minhag of the Abu Draham to make sure that we're not distracted, which is also halacha. And therefore, the Rambam is, the Rav Avadya is note that lechatchila we should paskin the Rambam. But the Eved, he's mode that maybe you don't have to daven again, right? Because since we don't necessarily paskin the Rambam, unlike the Tilak Daim, where that really gets complicated. The Ben Yedid argues that in number 17, that hands and feet, the reason you do it before davening is because tefillah is parallel to karbanot, and the Kohanim, when they went into the Beit HaMikdash, had to wash their hands and feet. But what about your face? He says, look four lines down, in 17, upanav afilu shloya came to mikdash. You have to wash your face even though it wasn't like that in mikdash. Why? But boker tzarch laver hashena meinav, because you have to remove your sleep from your eyes. And then he quotes the Gemara in Shabbat, right? So he says that, and therefore it's roi lasot. And he quotes the Pri Chadash, etc. But in the end of the day, right, he thinks that this is all the proper way of preparing for tefillah. Maybe it's quasi-avoda-like. Maybe face is not. But fundamentally, he thinks we should paskin like the Rambam. Okay? So that's possibility one, is that this is a mitzvah as part of those things to prepare for before davening. And that seems to be Shittas HaRambam. Whether we paskin like it is an interesting question, but it definitely seems to be important. Then what else might it mean? So the Kesef Mishnah notes, there's another pshat, and that is Rashi. And Rashi seems to say, no, it is a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah around tefillah. Josh says, well, what is it? So look at Rashi. Bishvil Konehu. You have to wash your hands for your creator. Lichvod Konehu. For the honor of your creator. Dichtiv. Ki Bitzelem Elokim Asa. Because we were created in the image of God. Va'od Daharoe Briot Naot Omer Baruch Shakachal Olubalamo. And he says, and I'll prove to you that you looking your best is a sign of honor for God. Because what happens when, what do you do when you see a beautiful person?
You make a bracha.
Baruch Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo. Yes, there is a bracha. This is, you know, one of the examples of from flirting, right? You see, right? Baruch Ata Hashem What bracha do I see? Well, there's a bracha on especially beautiful people, right? You know, it's very, it's you know, from flirting. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. But what does Rashi seem to believe? That what is the mitzvah here? It's not a mitzvah of tefillah. Because human beings are created in the image of God, being clean, making ourselves look good and clean and put together is a mitzvah. It is a way of recognizing the godliness within us. Look at the Rid in number 19. Perach shevach u'kshadam mi'apatz moshu asui b'tzalmo. It is glory to God to be look nice because we are made in the image of God.
Isn't that more in the metaphorical sense, though? Or?
Sure.
So this should be every time that you they are at all dirty, you should always wash yourself and make this bracha? You're always high.
No, you don't make the bracha all the time, but it's a mitzvah.
It sounds like you
should. So watch how crazy this is going to get. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute. The Ritva says, and that's why, right? And that's why he says that what does the first day in the Gemara say? You can't wear these perfumes. Why? Because Beged Isha. Perish Mishum Lo Yabash Geber Samlad Isha. Demon Lo Yitkan Geber Bitkuna Itata. Belid Hilchata Hachi. We don't paskin like that. The Chol Sheinu B'derech Kishur. As long as it's not really adornment. Mutter. It's not only Mutter. Kavod Hashemu. It's the glory of God. Kidichtiv Kol Paul Hashem Lamaneyu. What? Like jewelry would be usher. I don't know. The exact standards. You can't put on a dress. That is Beged Isha.
We said it's only for adorning yourself.
That's Derech Kishut. But to clean yourself is not. Right? Now, why specifically your face? You could say Lav Dafka. It could just be that your face is the most visible. Or you could get a little bit anthropomorphic and go like the Marsha. And he says, second line, in 21, L'chor b'fanav nicha dafka. This is only your face. T'shayach be'bitzelem. Because only your face is correctly said the image of God. Whatever exactly means we're created in the image of God, our face is... And then he gets really capitalist and he says, is that the same for your hands and feet? He says, yes, because your hands and feet have 10. And 10, as we know, is the sphira, as we know from Kabbalah. So yes, the special mitzvah is to wash the parts of your body that are the most godly, and that is your face, your fingers, and your feet. Now, I assume he doesn't mean God has hands and feet. He means that these are the ones that represent human God somehow more. Now, this limits it to your face and your hands and feet. But Josh says, what about every time I clean myself, every time I shower, what, am I being mekayim a mitzvah?
Maybe
somebody who's not that important, not so important in Jewish history thought so. His name might or might not have been Hillel. So if you look at number 22, Masechta, this appears both in Masechta Ketan and Avodah Zarah and Vayikra Rabbah. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim kehillel. All your actions should be for God, like Hillel. What does that mean? Kishahaya Hillel yotze l'makom. Hillel. The Hillel. No, Hillel hazake. When Hillel would leave, they would say, where are you going? Lasod mitzvah ani holeich. I am going to do a mitzvah. Ma mitzvah, Hillel, what mitzvah are you doing? Leveda kisei ani holeich. I'm going to the bathroom. V'chi mitzvah hizu? Is that a mitzvah? Amar lan, hein. He said, of course it is. Bishvil shalit kalkal guf, because then, so my body doesn't become messed up. Eichan ata holeich, Hillel, where are you going? Lasod mitzvah ani holeich. To do a mitzvah. Ma mitzvah, Hillel. What mitzvah are you doing? Levit amerechaz ani holech. I'm going to shower. B'chi mitzvah yizu. Is showering a mitzvah? Amar Lan Hain, he said yes. Bishil Nalinakoded Aguf to clean the body. Te de lachashu kain. I will prove it to you. Ma im ukyanuta omdon piplatio chamilachim hamimuna alehem liyot shafan umemarchona malchut malos li rabicholshana vishana. If, what is an ukion? You're going to hate this. An icon. If the icons of the king, meaning statues of the king, so cool. He pays people to do what? To clean them. And not only that, the Lord Elishu Midgadel and Gudule Malchot, and the people who are responsible for cleaning these statues of the king, does get are treated as Chashuv. It's Greek. Greek. They sing amongst the king. Anu shenivru b'tzelem idmut. We are created in the image of God. Shnemar ki b'tzelem Elokim asad Adam al achat kama v'kama. Shammai lohay omer kach. Shammai did not say this. Ela ya'asech avatenu imaguf hazeh. He said no. The way you glorify God is doing mitzvah with your body. None of this weird, touchy feely. Take a shower and you. But Hillel. So you Baruch Hashem are Shammai, where you say no. To be godly means to do mitzvot. And Hillel says, no, I'm showering, I'm going to the bathroom, I'm taking care of my body, we're creating the image of God, beautiful.
Great.
There you go. Vayikaraba says, Gomel nafsho ish chesed. One who is kind to his soul is a kind person. Ze Hillel hazakein. This is Hillel. Shahaya niftar mi talmidav, and he would leave his students. I'm a halech olech imam. He would go with them. And I'm a lo talmidav rebbe lahechnata olech. Where are you going? I'm a lehem lasod mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. I'm a lo v'chima mitzvah zu. I'm a lehem lerchotz ben amerchatz. I'm going to shower. I'm a lo v'chizu mitzvah. He is that a mitzvah? I'm a lehem hein. Of course it is. Umayi kunin shamalachim dot 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 dot. Right, same thing. So possibly, do is there a mitzvah? Yes. You know what the mitzvah is? You are created in the image of God, and therefore you had better show respect to that body of yours and be clean, because otherwise it is just disgraceful to God in whose image you are created. So that is possibly too. It is a mitzvah, but a much broader mitzvah. And if you don't like it, then you are shy. So deal with that. Okay? So if you look now at the Shalah says, Gami derech eretz u'lirot she'yeh gufo naki tamid. It is derech eretz that your body should always be clean. It's not lunch yet, and please don't get any gluten on that stuff. Hein evarma nistarim, whether they're your hein evarma gluyim, hein evarma nistarim, whether they are hidden or revealed. Hein mikol echol, from any dirt. Hein mikol zuamar, any smell. Why? He quotes the Gemara in Shabbat. Vizulat zeatam, skip a line. He bateva nikiur aguv mevi lideh hit orut nikiur neshama. And he says it's not only that it gives glory to God, but there's another aspect to this, which is it wakes up your body. Ksheino naki nimshal behema. When you're dirty, you're like an animal. Vaosem maisa behema. You act like an animal. Viresh lo yochal maichal sheyetzer reach rami piv. And therefore, part of this idea that you have to respect your body and that you can't act in an animalistic way means not only can you not be dirty, but he says don't eat food that's going to make you have a bad breath. Make sure you're healthy. Clean your whole body. Make sure your hair, now we have to tell everyone in yeshiva this, right? Make sure your hair is not chaotic and, you know, everywhere. Wow. And whatever. So you're not disgusting to other people. Right, and for sure you shouldn't let spit and, you know, all types of things and mucus just be flowing out of you. And just, I gave you as a summary the Encyclopedia Talmudit, right, who quotes, right, that there are some people who forbade putting on these perfumes or whatever to clean yourself off. And some say that it is mutter, and we paskin that it is mutter. Right, and some say that no, if there's a negative, then everyone was matir. The only machloket is when you're adding the positive. But lahalacha, right? The poskim seem to be that it is, right? It is mutter, right? According to most poskim. Okay. So that's possibility two. Possibility three is that is also not for tefillah, but less expansive than this. And this is what the Meiri says. The Meiri says it is a mitzvah to look good and be and respectful, but not stam because you're a human being, but for talmidei chachamim. Because talmidei chachamim, people judge you. Right? So there's a special mitzvah talmidei chachamim to, right, so the Meiri says in 26, even for a Talmud Chacham, who normally, you know, you would think shouldn't be spending time on this type of stuff, it is allowed. Why? Because otherwise, he'll be disgusting. Right, so it's not clear whether he means that it's only Talmud Chacham, but definitely Talmud Chacham have an added value to this. Correct? And in this sense, it's related to a different Gemara later in Shabbat. Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Kol Talmud Chacham, Shenimtzer Revav al Bigdo. Anyone, Talmud Chacham was like a Revav, was like a stain, an oil stain, a fatty stain on his shirt. Chayav Mita. Chayav Mita. Right? He's liable to the death penalty. Why? Shenemar Kapitanei Avei. Moda Zikrim, Sonei Lamasniai. Right? Because all those who make me hated, right? Not who hate me, but who make me hated. So they are, right? So the way the Gemara reads it is that a Talmud Chacham who looks disgusting, right? Grimy, right? People look and say, ugh, why would I want to be a Talmud Chacham? These yeah. backwards people. It's like so undignified. Okay, please, let's stop. Okay. And I gave you just a tshuva from, just to highlight this from Rav Zilberstein, the Chut Shuk Chemed, and the next door, where, I'll just say it outside, you can read it inside, but basically he was asked the question, She'ila maisa b'cheder, right? There was a cheder, right? Chet yud yud dalid reish, not cheder, but cheder. There was a cheder. What? Top of the next page. A shayla with a cheder. They needed a melamed. Right? And someone came that was proper, mitzara chachma, he was talented, but begadav yomuru shlim lonikim, his clothes were bleh, right? Bleh. What did he say? He says, don't hire the guy. Why? Because the students will make fun of him. Right? You hire someone like this, do not increase him in Kabbalah Torah. Right? And then he quotes the Gemara. And he quotes a story from Rav Shimon Shkop that when he was in Grodno, he didn't have that much money, but he was still very, very machbed. But he was very, very machbed to be clean, right? He didn't have like fancy clothes, but he no, Ellie, no. What? After 5 minutes. Finish here. It's new. And he was very, very machbed to be clean. Very, very machbed. And Rav Elio Lapian, his students tell him that when they saw him, he would always be, no matter how old he was, even when he was going blind, he didn't necessarily notice stains very easily. He made sure that his clothes were clean. And he quotes a story from Yehuda Tzedaka, that he traveled a long way to get to a shir, right? He got into a car, traveled a long way, and then he got out and realized he had a stain in his shirt. And even though he was already exhausted, he went up three floors to switch into another shirt that he had with him. And he just brings all, and he says, Rabbi Yashiv would say this all the time, how chamor it is for Talmidei Chacham and for Bnei Torah to go out dirty. And therefore, he says, it is really important. If you can tell him, listen, if you wanted this job, you got to be clean. And if he can't, right, don't give him the job, right? So halacha, there is really this value that as much as there's a value for everybody, Talmid Chacham will really represent God. They really, really have to be careful with this. Okay, there are a few other understandings. I see I'm running out of time. So the next possibility is that that's not what this Gemara means at all. right? And this would, of course, move us away from seeing. We've now seen three possible ways of interpreting that it's a mitzvah. A slight variation is the possibility that, no, it's not a mitzvah. But what it's teaching you is that if you do something which is not a mitzvah, but for the right reasons, that makes it into a mitzvah. And that's what Kol Pol Hashem L'Maneihu means. That's how the Maariv Tzachiyos understands the sugya. So he based himself on the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Lo yitam adam klum ad shivarech. You don't eat anything until you make a bracha. Shnemar l'Hashem ha'aretz u'mloa. And hanena min ha'olam azib lo bracha ma'al. Right, we have this in the Gemara in Lamed Hei, in bracha. And if you benefit from this world without a bracha, you violate ila. Ad shiatir enu lo chol mitzvah. Lo yishtamesh adam panav yad raglav elechot kono. Konehu. And when you wash your hands, face, and feet, you should do it for the sake of God. Shnemar kol pol Hashem u'maneihu. So Maariv Tzachiyos points out that in the Tosefta, the meaning of this is, he quotes Rashi, who says that it's a mitzvah to do this. But he says, I really don't think that's pshat in the Gemara. He says, Lule perish Rashi kan, hayanira ledati perish acher b'divrei ha'shas. I would have said something else, which is, not that you must, right? But you can if you do it l'shem mitzvah. So according to that, what's the mitzvah? That b'chol derachecha de'ehu, she'yichavin adam kolitav l'shem shamayim. That it's not that it's intrinsically a mitzvah. What the Gemara is telling you is if you do things that are not intrinsically a mitzvah, but for the right reasons, that transforms it into a mitzvah, which how the Rambam in general understands the value of eating and drinking and the like. Now, even though I would have said that that is, right, now that would make it that it's not really a mitzvah, right? You have the possibility of transforming it into a mitzvah. The Magen Giborim commenting on this, quotes the Tosefta and says that maybe what's going on in the sugya there is the Gemara is wondering if this is enough, right? Is doing something for the sake of heaven, which is mutter, enough to remove the potential problem of Begadisha, or does it need to be a formal chiyuv? And therefore he says that the reason to not say that it's just a heter, right, or a way of transforming it, say it's actual mitzvah, is the fact that it's being mater and iser, right? And therefore, what mitzvah is it? So he connects it to the midrash about Hillel, right? But he argues that it's only, maybe you can synthesize it, right? That it is a mitzvah, but only if you do it for the right reasons. And therefore, he says, maybe bisman hazeh, it's not a mitzvah because no one has the ability to say, oh yeah, I'm only showering and washing my face, l'shem. For God. Okay, in the Mishnah Eretz Israel, I'll say this very quickly. This is the Safrai family, father, son, and daughter. They run a parish. I told you about this. So they point to the Gemara in Brachot in number 31, where you make a bracha on, right, that the source for bracha Rishona is a svara, right? Is that, right, if we make a bracha, there's two svara. One is from some type of Me'ilah, and the other is a Kal V'chomer from benching, that if we make a bracha after, you make a bracha before. So in that sense, they say that bracha Rishona teaches you that there's a mitzvah to recognize that everything is from God. So they argue that maybe that's what's going on here. That kemo shamarnim b'mavo, echa misuga bracha b'recha nenin, that one type of bracha is b'recha nenin, that you have to recognize God, etc. So he says maybe that's what's going on here, that lo yishtamech adam b'fanav, that what you're really saying is don't use your face. Right? As it were, don't use your eyes, don't use your face, don't use your hands until you acknowledge that they are from God. So according to the Safrais, this is not a bracha mitzvah. It is a bracha rishona. It's the bracha rishona on the heter to use your face, as it were. Now that doesn't really answer the question of how this gets to be a... what's it called? Part of the bracha mitzvah, but it's another way of understanding what it is you're really doing. And it could be that it's somewhat related to your hands, right? I don't really know. Maybe there's a mitzvah component, but that's the idea they develop here. Now, again, I noted very quickly that this Gemara plays a prominent role in the halakha question of taking a shower before davening. Is that considered for you? Or is it considered a legitimate preparation for tila? It's also part of the discussion of men wearing cologne, and the like.
I noted just that the Tosefta Kipshuta here just explains, and the Siach Yitzchak does this as well, notes that at some level there seem to be different traditions in Chazal as to whether conceptualize this in the mitzvah, but we already noted that very quickly, that this seems to be a machloket b'hilchos Beit Shammai about how you conceptualize these. If you want to look at more about this, so you can look at the Tosefta Kipshuta, who traces this and says that these seem to have been two models, that this Gemara is coming out of the model, there really is a mitzvah in treating your body well. Okay, I'm already over time, so just the last source is the Rebbe Ben Yakar had mentioned this mitzvah, but then he had two other comments. One we'll get back to next week, which is that it's just Shevach on the quasi-Trias HaMesim. Right, so we'll come back to that next week, right, when we do the Perush of the Bracha. But his other mitzvah, if you remember, was from a pasuk in Mishlei, that's 34, that Benim Arafto Recha Takato Zar Kapecha Nukashimim Reficha Nukatimim Reficha Ase Zor Efo Benim Yinatzel Kivata Bekav Recha Lechei Trapes Rahav Recha Al Titin Shenin Leinecha Tenu Mal Afa Pecha. So what mitzvah is it? So in Mishlei, what does this mean? It's don't get caught in the, don't be ensnared in the snare of the Rishayim. And how do you do that? By not giving sleep to your eyes. Now, what mitzvah does it seem to be? If, right, this, what is the secondary mitzvah that he suggests? I mean, basically, it's the generic mitzvah of not being lazy and sleep, right, and not sleeping in, of that the mitzvah here is very generic, which is not washing your hands and face. It's get up. It's the way, how does Shulchan Aruch start, Aruch Hayim? Get up like a lion.
Right.
Right, that's the mitzvah here. The mitzvah is the generic quasi-mitzvah, which is don't drag yourself out of bed. Jump out of bed, refresh yourself to keep the mitzvah. That's what's going on here. And that's what seems to emerge from Mishlei. And just I gave you one midrash that seems to understand it this way, that al titein shena leinecha, right, don't let yourself sleep, milas tshuva, meaning don't be lethargic about doing tshuva. Sha tshuva maisim tovim kitris lefnei parano. Or second possibility, don't be lazy. When you need to fast, fast. And the like, right? So the second possibility in the Rebbe Ben Yakar seems to be it's a mitzvah, but not like a specific mitzvah. It's a generic idea. Now, this would answer your question, which is, okay, why is it grouped with the mitzvah? Because it's a quasi-mitzvah. Why is it doesn't get a sher kedishanu? Why does it quote a pasuk in Navi? Because it's not a mitzvah, meaning it's enough of a mitzvah that it sort of gets grouped with until you're dying. But it's fundamentally more an idea, right? Which is energize yourself for avodat Hashem. Okay? So what we saw are 3.5 possibilities that it's a mitzvah. Again, that it's a mitzvah before tefillah. It's a mitzvah to show your godliness. Or it's a mitzvah for tamidi chachamim, to be dignified. This half mitzvah, which is, there's a generic mitzvah based on the second pasuk quoted by the Rebbe Ben Yakar, which is to not be lazy in avodat Hashem. And then we saw some who said it's not really, even though they tied to the same Gemara and Shabbat, they say that maybe it's not really a mitzvah. It's more about doing everything for the sake of heaven, that it's another half, that everything can be a mitzvah, or simply that you have to recognize that everything is from God. And again, we noted that all of this may only be within one tradition of Hillel, when there's the tradition like Shammai, who doesn't ascribe any sort of spiritual value to these types of physical things. And that's, you know, what we already saw in the Midrash, and Lieberman notes that it appears in other sources as well. And next week, hopefully, because we have one Sunday, so I'm going to try to get as much as I can done of the parish. I don't really want to carry it over, and then hopefully after Pesach we can do the other three, and what we get to, okay?